back. It's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums.
C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V. You're rolling with the Crime Wave, the internet's first and only podcast devoted to the crime short story. I'm Seth Harwood, your host, the first name in crime podcast fiction, and I'm ready to bring you this week's story. The Crime Wave is produced by Mystery Dog, Aldo Calcagno, and it is not safe for your minivans. That means it might contain swearing, violence, and all types of shit.
The Last Kayfabe by Ray Banks. Don't matter what city you're in, what town. 300 days a year on the road, you could be in Shittsville, Ohio, or New York fucking City. All it looks to you is another hotel room charging $10 for a stubby bottle of beer. Outside, you got the same old shit, too. Drizzle throwing a mist over the streets and their barred-up liquor stores. And you know if there's a place with Martin Luther King's name on it, that's where you're gonna score.
That time you fucked up New Jack, says Monty. That for real?
They don't always recognize me. This one can't believe a white boy pinned a former bounty hunter with four justifiables. I stared at him, wished he'd move his ass and hand over the fucking dimes. No, I say, wasn't for real.
Any of that shit for real?
Shake my head. Apart from the blood was real. The pain. Shit, you want to talk pain, we can talk pain. I got a constant steel band ache across the back of my neck, thanks to a guitar broke over my head by an Elvis-looking motherfucker called himself the Honky Tonk Man. Then hardcore listed out. Second-degree burns on my hands and arms. Been spiked so many times with barbed wire I lost count. Broke all my ribs. Individual and all at once. Broke my sternum, 8 concussions, and I got a total of over 600 stitches holding me together like a beefed up rag doll with bad dreams. Might have been sports entertainment. Might have been rehearsed. Bret Hart saying he never hurt anyone. Fuck Bret Hart. But just because you planned that 300-pound grizzly dropping on your ass from 50 feet in the air didn't mean your damn bones didn't shake and break.
What about that time? Shit, must have been 10 years ago. You was on Raw?
Your name's Monty, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure, because your man up the way there, he told me I should come down here and get the shit for Monty. Now, I gave him the money, but you ain't giving me shit but an interview. So how about we turn off the fucking biography channel and do some business? Run the numbers. Work 27 days out of the month, twice daily on the weekends. 9 airplane connections a week. Adds up to a couple of dimes a day. In the way back, I didn't know a jobber who didn't pop, snort, guzzle, or spike. Pills for the pain. Drink or tie off to sleep. Snort to wake up and grapple. Better living through chemistry. And mine came boulder-shaped. Beat those old memories like dust from a rug. No good for me in the here and now.
You give the money to Leon,
says Monty. I point at a stringy guy who looks like he's trying to shit his pants slowly. That Leon? Because that's the motherfucker got my money. Monty nods.
That's Leon.
Then we're all acquainted.
How much you give him?
I squint at him. He's stalling. What's the problem, Monty?
Ain't no problem at all, man.
Except he's looking over my fucking shoulder. I turn, get the picture in high def. Leon's quit shifting his weight, coming down on me full bore. Got this crazy-ass chimp face on him, grin to grimace, like he's playing heel in his own private smackdown. Hands outstretched, but I knock the lunge out of him. Grab his head, bring it into mine solid. Stamp the sidewalk as I do, force a habit. Another collision, Leon totters back. Reach for his skull, grab what I can of his hair, adjust the tape on my fingers, sneak the razor out. In the trade, they call it a blade job. You need to sell a pillow strike, you cut yourself. One time I caught a gash so bad, I made 0.7 on the Muto scale. Leon tries to jerk, makes me dig an artery. I let him go as he squeals and bleeds like a chiseled pig. He ain't the only one bleeding. I spin at a spike in my leg, see something drop to the ground as I turn and grab Monty. Motherfucker's heavy, but I'd reckon he'd carry it slow. No more bullshit. Sometimes you got to close the fist and fuck somebody up. I tear into Monty, drop him to the concrete. The sidewalk opens his head at the scalp. I put my foot in his ribs, then pull back when the pain in my stuck leg is too much. Hearing screams melt into hoarse breath now. Monty rolls onto his back. A blood bubble appears in his mouth, pops when his lungs are empty. Look over at Leon. He can't see through the blood in his eyes. Curled up like a fucking baby on the ground. Sounds like he's crying. I look around. Monty's weapon. The one he stuck me with. It's a box cutter. Any word we use in the trade, kayfabe, means fake. Some jobber threw for real, tried to hurt you. That was breaking kayfabe. You didn't do it unless you wanted your fucking papers. These two, kayfabe fucking dealers. No stones to back them up. Broke rolls because they reckoned me another crackhead cracker. Thinking now, picturing these two hanging out with their pipe-hitting pals. That white boy wrestler, Babyface, you remember that motherfucker? He came around my shit wanting rocks, man. Me and Leon, we fucked that boy up. This fun to you, I say. You having fun, boys? Because you want some more, I'll stretch both you motherfuckers blue. Leon whines. That's what I thought. Look at me now, you think I'm foobar. Lean and old, holding my fucking leg like it's gonna drop off. It's why they don't recognize me. Been a long time since I was the ultimate face in the Federation. But then, I was Babyface. The crowd popped at me, man. I put so many heels to the mat, I was a fucking hero. Spin out a running DDT as a finish. Hear 20,000 people calling my name. The ladies shouting, nobody puts Babyface in a corner. Got the men. That Babyface ain't for crying. Hear it now, the applause like a fucking rainstorm. And then wait for the lightning to strike. The attitude years. Hearing the cheers turn to jeers, the crowd turned vicious. They need a hero like they need a bag on their collective hip. I go up against Stone Cold. I do my gimmick, rip my tee, and throw it into the crowd. But they ain't having it. They throw my tee back. Faces are victims, there to be stomped. Some turn heel, some leave the business to sell used cars. I take flop on flop, pin on pin. Do whatever the bosses tell me, because I'm a good worker, and I believe that people will want their heroes back someday. They don't. Clean that from my mind as I limp over to Monty and see if he's legit. Sure enough, the guy's been holding. I pull two baggies of vials out of his pockets. He whistles as he breathes, tries to speak, but he don't put up a fight. Go to Leon, get my money back, and more besides. Leon's hand clamps over mine. I bend two fingers till they snap. Leon finds the breath to scream again. Hush up, Leon. Listen. You know Vince? Leon shakes his head. Of course he don't know Vince. That's what I call him. Reminds me of my old boss. I don't matter what he's called, though, because the point's the same. Vince says you deal on this corner, you're going to get fucked up. You feel me? Leon's eyes get to slits. You know me, I say. I'm a good guy. That's why I didn't fucking kill you. When you get yourself stitched, you remember that, and pass it on to Monty. I turn my back, go to the rental. Every time, playing out the same shit in my head. I go to the car, there's gonna be a gun. These guys, if they're real dealers, they'll have a fucking piece between them. Welcome in the gun, hoping for it. Some fuck wants to put this old yeller out of his misery, they can go right ahead. I seen that movie a million times, and I know. Don't matter what a good dog yeller was. Once you get bit by the fucking wolf, you're a short time dying. Ain't gonna happen with these kayfabe motherfuckers. Small time. Stick me with a box cutter instead of shooting me. I check the leg situation as I get in the car. If I was still fighting, I'd be fucked. because the damage don't matter. You have to do what your bosses tell you to do. Vince is the same. He wants me to fuck somebody up in Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland, fucking Anchorage. I'd do it. He got some wide-ranging business interests and a lot of ants trying to make off with his sugar. Start the engine. The rental coughs. I check the count on the cash. Couple thou. Should be good for gas. And enough rocks in these bags to last me a while. Vince wants me to hit a corner in Atlanta tomorrow night. Don't know if I can do that with my leg, but I'll see how I feel after I hit the stem. Because right now I need something. All us jobbers do.
Thank you for listening to The Crime Wave. I'm your host, Seth Harwood. I hope you'll check out the rest of the stories here on Crime Wave and tell your friends about it. It's the CRIMEWAV. Help pass the word, register at our site so that you can participate in the forums and add comments to the episodes. You can email us with questions or comments at info@crimewave.com. Aldo, the mystery dog, and I will get your email and we'll get back to you right quick. You can also call the K7 line, 206-350-4998, to leave comments or feedback. And if you leave a great message, we'll even play it at the end of a show. So drop a line, hop on the website, visit often, spread the word, and thank you for stopping by The Crime Wave.
In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.